Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk. David, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for being on the show with us today. We're going to talk about a new operation rebuild that you've got going. But before we get into that, I know there's a lot of people that's curious about business conditions in the first week or two of September.
You know, from our vantage point here, you know, business conditions are still tough, but I wouldn't say terrible. In fact, in the conversations that I've had with retailers, both, you know, on the East Coast, Central and West Coast, you've got pockets of relatively good activity. So Washington has helped put a little bit of damper on consumer confidence, but it hasn't completely changed their buying patterns. I think people are still buying, and some of our retailers are doing very well.
Yeah, after all of the debt ceiling and the 24-hour news and you know, all the negative stuff that we heard, everybody was concerned. There were a lot of retailers that were kind of in a wait-and-see mode, and that was right through that back-to-school seasonal slowdown that we have. And several of the people that I've been talking to are saying that it's not robust, but it's steady and there's people in the store.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. The proactive retailers out there are doing everything they can to advertise and promote and to continue to drive folks in, but we've kind of heard the same thing, and really even the retail numbers that we've seen in August have been pretty robust, just from the retail industry, that is. So we're still hopeful as we go into September and October. We're very aggressive with a lot of our retail programs and our sales, and we'll be advertising nationally and, you know, basically promoting aggressively as well. So we're very optimistic and hopeful as we go into the fall selling season.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Operation Rebuild. I know that you've put together a program, I guess, to help offset the issues that were created by Hurricane Irene, right?
That's exactly correct, Kemp. All of us kind of witnessed on TV that, you know, Hurricane Irene was no ordinary event. You know, I was just taking a look at the FEMA site, and, you know, 12 states were affected by Irene. You know, two were declared disasters. 10 states were declared state of emergency. 5 states in particular, you know, with Vermont and Massachusetts and New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, they seem to be the most impacted. And, you know, it's interesting, just to kind of put Hurricane Irene into perspective, it's probably going to go on record as being the third most costly hurricane, right behind Katrina in 2005 and Hurricane Andrew in 1992. So literally millions of people were affected, and we knew, you know, as Mohawk, that we needed to do something to help, you know, put their lives back in order and help them rebuild.
Okay, so give us some details. What's the program?
Well, the program basically has 3 key points. You know, number one, we wanted to make sure we were reaching out to our employees and customers affected by the wrath of Irene and help them in any way we could. You know, point number two is we wanted to make sure that these teams, we could mobilize these teams quickly and get our customers' businesses back to business fast. And third, of course, is all of the consumers in those affected areas. We wanted to put together whatever we could from a marketing support perspective, for example, consumer financing, to help get the consumers' lives back in order fast. And so for our employees and customers, we kind of developed an outreach campaign to identify those most impacted by the storm, the ones that had, you know, operational disruptions. And we basically employed our field teams as well as our credit department to kind of go out and make sure that we could help, number one, rebuild those stores and provide the necessary credit to continue those operations. In addition to that, when it comes to the consumers in the Northeast, you know, we prepared, with our partnership with GE, a very aggressive consumer finance program, an 18-month deferred interest program that we are going to be promoting on all of our Mohawk and Karastan flooring products. Specifically, we're going to take key collections within that and basically buy that down for the retailer. So it's very beneficial for the retailer, but a very obviously very beneficial for the consumer, because we're deferring the interest. It's equal pay, 18-month equal pay, but we're deferring the interest for them during these difficult times and try to get them back on track.
All right, so there's a dealer component and a consumer component. And for the dealer component, if your store was damaged and if you're in a certain area, then you'll come in and help them get back running. Is that right?
That's exactly right. We've identified, you know, the states that have been obviously the most impacted in the Northeast, and we've put our programs together both on the soft surface side as well as the hard surface side to go out there and, number one, help our retailers get their businesses back in business, and number two, help the consumers, you know, rebuild their lives as well.
Is there a certain area of the country that you need to be in for this to be effective?
It's focused on the Northeast. We're basically looking at Vermont, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut as the primary area that we're really targeting because they seem to be the most impacted in that area. And, of course, we've given our sales management the flexibility to, you know, be able to go beyond that. If we've got some customers in Rhode Island or New Hampshire that have also are affected, they can extend those offers to them as well.
I got you. Okay. So it's called Operation Rebuild. Are there any specifics that are out on a website, or how are you getting the word out?
I'm glad you asked that question. As a matter of fact, for your listeners, if they would like to find out more information, if they haven't already received information, we ask them to reach out to our Mohawk or Karistan territory managers, number one. Number two, we, of course, have our Mohawk Today website that has all the details on it, which the dealers all have access to. But hopefully, by the time they're listening to this interview, they will have received all the information on this. We've got brochures for each of the channels, small point-of-sale kit for the retailers just so that they can kind of explain this program to their customers and help get their lives back in order.
Okay. And again, the details for the consumer is basically working in conjunction with GE Money. You're offering some extended terms.
Extended terms at very favorable rates for the retailer, so it really helps them because obviously the more that they can sell on that program, they get their cash pretty quickly, which helps their cash flow, and in these kind of times is very important. So it's got a little bit for everybody, but the main motivation is literally just to help rebuild these communities and get them back to where they were as quickly as we can.
All right, David. Well, that sounds like a very noble program you've put together. So, again, just to reiterate, you do have some major fall promotions that are kicking in this fall, right?
We do. We basically, for our Mohawk channels as well as Karistan, we've got our normal anniversary sales in Floorscapes and Color Center. We've got our National Karistan Month for October. The Operation Rebuild platform, even in the Northeast, really complements what we're already doing. It's not an additional promotion or an extra promotion. It really just complements what we're already doing with some aggressive consumer opportunities. Yeah, I think we're locked and loaded for the fall selling season. The retailers are ready. I know they're advertising to try to generate store traffic. Again, we're very optimistic that we're going to be trying to sell everybody in sight.
Okay, great. David, it was good to talk to you again. We've been talking to David Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk, about Operation Rebuild, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.